Hello, everybody. This is Jen B, and I am filling in for the great Patty Vasquez here on WGN 720 AM. If you are joining us, our telephone number and text number is 312-981-7200. And we are going to be joined in just a second by a health coach. And I didn't know what a health coach was until I talked to this lovely human being. Carrie Peters is her name. And let's see. Carrie, are you here?
I certainly am. How are you?
Hi, Carrie Peters. I'm well. I'm glad you're with us. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, my gosh. It's a pleasure.
Okay. And so you are a certified health coach, and you are also a featured guest expert health coach on the Yahoo original web series and the CW television series Reluctantly Healthy, starring Carrie's health coaching client actress Judy Greer. And some of their episodes have reached over a million views. Now, let me tell you something about Reluctantly Healthy, Kelsey Huff.
I'm listening. All ears.
This is, Carrie, this is a hilarious and very informative show. I love them because
thank you.
Because I think there are a lot of people, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but there are a lot of people who are learning as we get older and as we are more educated on what things we put into our body and how we take care of our body, that maybe reluctantly, but we do are starting to get it together. Do you agree, Carrie?
I totally agree. And one of the things that I love so much about Judy, actually, Greer came up with the title for the show, and I cracked up because I thought it was so perfect. There's so many times when I really just don't want to do what is required to be healthy, and neither did she. And, of course, Judy is, you know, a big Hollywood actress, and part of her job is looking good. And so she knew she had to kind of she had to take care of herself and do the things that she didn't want to do. She just did it all very reluctantly.
Right. Right.
And then surprisingly, what she found, I think the reason that show came about is that she was so surprised when she worked with me. As when I was her health coach, she was so surprised by how fun it could be and how easy it could be and how actually really simple things make a big difference. I think a lot of times people feel, and this is me too, I've had this experience where I feel like, time to get healthy. I'm really going to have to buckle down.
Right.
I'm really going to have to deprive myself. Like, I'm really going to have to suffer to feel good.
Right. Right. And that's not necessarily the case. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, one, you're awesome. Two, as we get into the holidays and, you know, it is a serious business this holidays. And in terms of just like we were saying, the stresses of the world, the stresses of family can really get us down. I mean, I know that as just from my own life and from watching my friends that it's hard. It's a hard time. And so I wanted to ask you, how, as a health coach, what would you say that we can do? I know it's kind of a tall order to just start talking.
Can you fix us?
Can you fix my life?
We've got 10 minutes.
Can you fix my, Craig, and Kelsey's life? Here.
You know, actually, before we get the answer to that question, I'm sure it's a quick answer. We might want to take a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, Carrie.
Such a tease.
Carrie, can you stay with us and we'll come right back after our break?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. This is Jen B. I'm filling in for the lovely and talented and super famous Patty Vasquez. Congratulations, Patty. We're here and we're talking a lot of things. Our number is 312-981-7200. I know there's a lot going on with people in Chicago and in the world in the wake and in the developing story that is Paris. And our phone lines are open if you need to talk, if you want to text 312-981-7200. And we're talking about how to take care of ourselves. And we're talking with Carrie Peters, who is a health coach. And she's a super duper gal. And we're talking, Carrie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So why don't you tell us, we were going to answer, have you answer not how to fix our lives, which would be awesome, but really what can we do during times of stress, whether it be holiday or other stress, simple things we can do to take care of ourselves during these times?
Yeah, this is such a great question because, you know, it's times of stress, whether it's something that's happening in the world or something that's happening in your personal life. It really gives us the opportunity to reevaluate what's really meaningful for us, what's really important, what do we really want to spend our time and attention on? Because, things happen and we never know. You know, we're lucky to be here every day. And
yeah.
So what do we want to do with that time? And one of the things that's so important about health is that when you have energy, when you feel good, when your body is working well, then you're able to do all the things in the world that are meaningful for you. And so, you know, the thing that I think is interesting about the holidays or about stressful times is that often, I mean, the holidays are a great example of, it's winter and we're all supposed to be hibernating, but it's like this high activity time where we're sort of required to do a lot of things that people expect of us, parties, gifts.
Right.
We're kind of doing a lot for other people. Mm. And we probably, on one hand, it's really fun because we enjoy the holidays. We enjoy being with our families. We enjoy giving to others. But sometimes we do it at the expense of taking care of ourselves.
Ding, 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 ding. Kels,
yeah.
Can you agree?
Yeah.
So when we're feeling, when we're kind of feeling really depleted in the holidays, even though we want to give and we want to enjoy giving, we sometimes end up feeling depleted and then we end up drinking more than we might want to or eating more than we might want to or spending more than we might want to, because ultimately all of those behaviors really have a positive intention. That means that if when you're eating too much or drinking too much or spending too much in the holidays, you're trying to make yourself feel good.
Right.
You're trying to make yourself feel fulfilled.
Right.
Maybe not working so well.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the whole thing about coping mechanisms is that you end up not so much coping as being in denial and hurting. I mean, really.
Filling the void
or making things worse, maybe even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you suggest? Like, if I were to say, hey, Carrie, I have a really stressful thing happening in my life. What are some simple things I can do to make things better for myself?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. And the thing that I think is neat about health coaching, which is it's a relatively new profession. So some people listening might be like, well, what is a health coach?
Yes.
And ultimately, a health coach is someone who helps you figure out what to do to be healthy, whether that's in your food or your lifestyle. And then a health coach is also someone who helps you actually do it.
Yeah, right. It's one thing to say to do it.
Right. The resistance is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's plenty of things that you might know or I know or anyone who's listening, you might know, well, I should be doing this, but I'm not.
Right.
Sometimes we know what to do. We just don't do it.
So yes.
I have a couple of tips about what to do and a couple of tips about how to actually do it, if that would be useful.
Yes. Hit it.
Okay, great. So holidays are coming up. It is a stressful time. Anytime you have a stressful time and you're going to an event, a party or whatever, where there's going to be a ton of food and a ton of booze, it's really important to be able to enjoy yourself and not feel deprived,
right.
But also not to walk away from the experience feeling sick and like beating yourself up.
Yes.
So one really good technique, this is a really great how-to tip. I call it the one plate technique.
Oh.
And that is when you're at a holiday party, scope out the spread first thing. Check it all out. Don't pick around necessarily. Just get one plate. I tend to get the biggest one.
Smart lady.
And then go through and see everything that's there and load up one plate. And know that that's all you're having. Like, that's what you're eating. You're allowing yourself to have what you want. You're not totally restricting yourself. But you know, like, once that plate is done, you're done.
That's so smart. I'm such a grazer and, like, so mindless. mindlessly chowing all
day. Yeah, and I think it's a false sense that for me anyway, that I'm taking care of myself if I'm just grazing, or if I'm stressed, I find myself like snacking and it feels like, oh, well, I'm not eating that much. Wrong-o. Right. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. Exactly. And then we kind of don't necessarily end up feeling fulfilled. And at a party, you know, especially you're talking with people, you're probably having a drink, it's really easy to just sort of lose track and walk away, maybe not feeling very good. So the other really cool technique that you can use is to make your plate, I call it making it magic. And to do that, you just divide your plate into thirds, and you're looking for, at a party, a third of your plate, filling it with some kind of protein.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a shrimp cocktail or meatballs or a bean salad or something.
Right.
And then looking for a third of the plate, like some kind of veggies. I mean, a crudité is so, you know, common. A lot of people have vegetable sticks. But honestly, if that were the only thing you were going to eat, I mean, if it were me and all I had at a party was celery, I'd be in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Yes,
so
yes.
Give me French fries.
Yes, I would be, yes, yes. And then I'd hit the Wendy's after the McDonald's.
Right, don't forget about Arby's.
And then top it off with a Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly.
You know, I think Taco Bell has a dessert taco, too, by the way, guys.
Taco Bell has a dessert taco.
I can't believe Taco Bell wasn't the first on the list.
Yeah. That's that whole thing about depriving. So if you just try to do the celery, forget it. After the party, it's going to be binge city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so depressing to sit at a party with a plate of celery. Like, that's just the saddest thing ever. So a third of your plate, some kind of protein. A third of your plate, whatever vegetables might be there. And then the other third, have fun stuff. Have cake. Eat a cookie. Like, have it. Just be present when you eat it. Mm. Enjoy it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Like, let yourself have the experience. I think one of the reasons we tend to sort of binge eat on junk food is that we don't really actually let ourselves be present in the experience of eating it. So we never actually feel like we've eaten it.
Right. And it doesn't, and the whole experience then is negated, and it's no fun at all.
Yeah. Just swallow it like a snake. That's what I do.
Swallow it whole. Yeah. I think a lot of us do that during times of stress. It's like, I just even noticed today, like after, so what happened to me, I was watching the whole thing unfold and I noticed I was getting really tense and I wasn't eating a proper meal, and then I was starving after I, you know, initially processed what was going on in the world. So, and that's no good. You know, I love this idea of actually being present with your food, because that leads to being present in your life. Would you agree? You know, it's kind 100%. Of a metaphor.
And I mean, in a way, if we were to get real deep, which we don't have to do, because
there's
plenty of deep things going on.
Yeah.
But ultimately, when you're present with what you're eating, the more presence you have, the less you actually eat. Some people feel like they have an overeating problem or a compulsive eating problem or a binge eating problem. But what they really have is an awareness problem.
Interesting.
It's not actually there.
Wow.
That they're eating.
Wow. That is deep, and it is true. And I relate to that. We are going to take a break. Carrie, can you hang out with us for a little longer?
For sure.
Okay. We're going to take a break. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Hello, everybody. This is Jen B, filling in for Patty Vasquez here at WGN 720 AM. Thanks for joining us. I know it's a hard night for a lot of people. I know that things can be scary. Our phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. Feel free to call or text. We are here. I'm here with Kelsey Huff and Craig. And we are rocking out on this night, and we are joined. We're talking with Carrie Peters, health coach extraordinaire. How are you, Carrie?
Doing great.
Okay, so we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Carrie is a health coach, and she just described, actually, health coaches aren't just about, in fact, you make it sound like the food is actually not the problem. It's an awareness and a way of being around the food. Would that be right?
Yeah, well, that's definitely part of it. And, you know, a lot of times people are, when they're talking about getting healthy, we get so focused on what to eat. Mm. And a health coach is someone who looks at, what to eat, and also how to eat, when to eat, where to eat, who you're being when you're eating, all of these different sort of frameworks and perspectives around how we eat and how we take care of ourselves that a lot of times you may not have considered before. And so it really can be fun and exciting and inspiring and interesting instead of like sad and depressing.
I love that. I love the fact that, because if something, Kelsey, would you agree with me? If something is fun, I'm more apt to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus if something work, feels like punishment, mm-hmm. then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do something that in my brain tells me is fun and not, and, you know, and so I like that. How do you make it fun, Carrie Peters, this health coaching stuff?
Well, I personally like to use a sense of humor and also just take, as a health coach, my clients would come to me and they would say, I fell off the wagon. I ate a pint of ice cream last night. And my response would be, awesome. How was it?
Wow. You know, that's what I need in my life.
Yeah. A health coach is not there to shame you or judge you or tell you to eat 1,200 calories. A health coach is there to help you become, this may sound a little woo-woo, but to get to the point where your experience with food in your body feels like freedom, feels like joy, feels like fun, feels like peace, feels like contentment. And, you know, most diets just don't, they don't elicit those kinds of feelings.
That's the not what I would come to mind when I think about a diet would not be those words to describe it.
Yeah,
but it sounds awesome what you're saying. And I love that idea.
I love the phrase of like who you are when you're eating or when you're like experiencing food. That's such a neat like reframing in your brain.
Right.
Because right now I'm just like a champion when I eat. You know, I'm like, is this a hot dog eating contest? What's my problem?
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's like a rushedness to eating.
Like I'm going to win.
Right.
What am I winning?
Shame. You win the shame prize and me too.
So
Carrie, tell me, how did you learn this fabulous stuff? And you're a teacher too, right?
I am. I teach, and I teach other people how to become health coaches, actually. We have a school called the Health Coach Institute, and I'm the main founder and teacher, along with another health coach partner of mine named Stacy. And we teach, we've taught thousands of coaches all over the world how to become a health coach, how to make a living as a health coach, how to really make an impact on your own life and on the world by doing work that really helps people enrich their lives. And it's such a joy. And I came into it really because, honest to God, I had a terrible, terrible sugar addiction in my 20s. Terrible.
Really?
Oh, you would not believe what I ate. In my 20s, I ate for breakfast peanut butter Captain Crunch. For lunch, I ate Kraft macaroni and cheese. For dinner, I had Taco Bell bean burritos. For snacks, I would eat those little Hostess, those little like powdered sugar donuts.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, both of us, our eyes just went da-ding.
I mean, I would like inhale those for snacks. And then literally every night I think this went on for 8 years. Every night, I ate an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie frozen yogurt.
Wait a minute. Really?
I'm not kidding you. Yeah, totally.
Because if
on top of all of that, I was drinking two liters of Diet Coke a day.
You're not messing around.
You were not messing around. But now that,
But I feel like sugar is like such a gigantic addiction. So, I mean, how was that transition?
How did you transition?
Well, I would love to say that I have some sort of like enlightened awakening and all of a sudden I just felt like my body was my temple, but that is not at all.
I like your honesty. I like your honesty.
Right. What happened was I got really sick. I mean, my stomach was just so sick. I ended up being diagnosed with IBS, and I put that in air quotes because I don't think the doctor kind of knew what was wrong with me. It's just my stomach was absolutely rebelling and saying like, hey, quit, quit treating me this way. And the doctor said to me, here's a prescription. You're going to have to take this for the rest of your life. For some reason, I'm kind of a rebel. And when someone tells me what to do and that I have to do something, I immediately go, well, I don't believe that's true. And I kind of start to rebel against it. And so I started experimenting with what it seems silly. Like, how did it not occur to me that my horrible eating habits were making my stomach hurt? But it didn't.
Right. Right. Right.
And I just started experimenting with changing what I ate and starting to cook, which I'm not a great cook. I just started to do little things and assembling healthier meals. I started to sort of take out and decrease sugar.
Wow.
I started to notice, like, oh, wow, this was maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
I started taking gluten out of my diet and thinking, gosh, I feel a lot better. And then I just became obsessed with food and how it made me feel. And that's when I ended up going back to school to become a health coach.
That's fantastic. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back and we'll give people information if they want to become a health coach. We'll give them the information on how they can check out your school. Can you hang on just one more time?
For sure.
Thank you so much. This is Jen B on WGN 720 AM. Good morning, everybody. This is Jen B, and I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez here on 720 WGN. And we're wrapping up here, but we have Carrie Peters on the line. Carrie, are you there?
I'm here.
Craig's like, you don't have to say that, but I just like to check in. Also, on the line, I believe we have Adrian. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so Carrie, Adrian has a question. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yes, so you were talking about health, and unfortunately, you were talking about earlier about how you can make health and eating fun, or like you ate a lot and, oh, that's fun. But I think I had too much fun, and I ballooned from 220 pounds to nearly 300 pounds. So I'm wondering, how is it possible, or what are the tips to make, like, eating healthy, like drinking water, for example, to be very simplistic, drinking water or going for a run? How is it, like, what can be done psychologically to make that kind of fun or exciting to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm hearing you say, what can you do to make something like drinking water or going for a run? How can you make that fun? Am I understanding you?
Yeah, like, because I have the dread of, like, oh, I'm going to run, I'm going to sweat, I'm going to, you know,
right, it's not going to be, it's not going to be fun. So,
I'm a sweater myself, I get you.
Yeah.
Me too. If we had more time and I was working with you in this session, we'd go into what is fun for you. And how do we determine for you in particular, given what is fun for you, how do we make the most of that and create sort of suggestions and guidelines and recommendations for things that are healthy that you'll enjoy? And the truth is, you're not going to enjoy everything that's, all kinds of things, but you will enjoy some things.
Yeah.
And you probably already do enjoy some things now. So it's a matter of understanding what are those things and then how can you make the most of them so you can be your healthiest. And it's not a scenario where you're feeling like, oh, I'm having too much fun.
Yeah.
And now I've gained weight that I don't want to gain.
Carrie, do you also get a lot of joy or fun from the progress you make? Maybe as you start to lose weight or whatever it is that your goals are, as you start to achieve those goals, does that become kind of fun?
It totally becomes fun. And one thing I would suggest to watch out for is when it's actually, this is a secret that a lot of people don't think about, that when you start to achieve your goals, you're actually freak out a little bit and go, uh-oh, it's actually happening.
Wow.
And then that's when clients tend to fall off the wagon and sort of sabotage their success. I use that word in quotes. So it's really important to have someone in your life, whether it's a health coach or a friend or someone that you can go to for accountability, that understands that there's a part of you that wants to change and a part of you that actually doesn't.
Mm.
And that when you change, that there's a part of you that kind of rebels against that and that's okay.
Right.
It's totally normal. And how do you navigate through that so that you can have the results that you want? You can enjoy your experience with food and health.
Right.
And be at the weight that you want.
I feel like, and thank you. Thank you so much, Adrian, for the question.
Great question.
Great question. I I feel like that I want you to fix my life, but I also feel like what you're saying is that there are things we can do to make it better. There are things we can do to make it more fun, and it's important to have accountability. And I want someone wants to know how they can sign up for your school or learn more about the it's the coaching is that what it's called? Yes, the Health Coach Institute. How can people find out more info about this?
Yeah, great question. It's really easy. You just go to healthcoachinstitute.com, and you can actually register for a sample class. So you can read about the school, register for a free sample class, see what it's like. You know, when events like what happens and what is happening now occur, like I said, the silver lining or the blessing is that we get to really reevaluate our lives. And if you're totally. Someone who's felt like, I want to do something that means something to me for my life and for my living, then it may be a good time, if you're passionate about health, if you're passionate about helping people, it's certainly worth checking out at healthcoachinstitute.com. And when you register for the free sample class, it's a webinar, and we just basically walk you through our nutrition philosophy, our coaching philosophy, what is it that we teach, how is it different than any other health coaching education, and you can get a really good idea of what the experience of being in the school would be like.
Perfect. And before I let you go, we have Joan on the line, and she wants to share the best tip she ever got. Joan, are you there?
I sure am. Many, many, many years ago, I want to go back about 35 years ago, I dropped 80 pounds.
Wow.
And it took me a good year and a half. But I had a wonderful Italian doctor who I swear by. And what he told me, he said, you know, you can eat what you want. He goes, but you know what? Cut it in half. And then what you need to do is when you lose, if you're dieting for 6 weeks and you lose 5 pounds, how do you feel? I go, well, I feel depressed. He goes, don't. Go to the Jewel, pick up a 5-pound bag of flour and lift it, and know that that amount of weight, what that thing weighs,
wow.
is off of you.
Yeah.
And the same thing he said, you know, if you lose 3 pounds, look at 1-pound boxes of butter.
Wow.
Yeah, like have a tangible thing.
A tangible thing you can hold in your hand and say, this is coming off me.
What you do is you put your weight loss in a solid matter.
Yeah.
You look at the solid matter. And I will tell you, I have stuck to that for 35 years.
Congratulations. That's fantastic, Joan.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's just, you know, it's just a mind thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Congratulations on that. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Some of the best tips, I'm like, I hope she doesn't say laxatives. That's not great.
No, she's not
like,
going to say that.
Good one, Joan. Good one, Joan.
So, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, you can just go to healthcoachinstitute.com. Is that accurate, Carrie? Did I get it right? And this is Carrie
right.
Peters, who is an amazing teacher and an amazing health coach. Check her out. And we're so glad that you joined us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.